Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, you guys, we have a star on the phone.
Okay. It's been a long time. Too long.
Too long since we've talked to her. She's promoting Ease famously single.
Easy Got for it? You to say.
Randy, I apologize for messing up the show. I'm ESL.
You're Randy, fired.
I'm fired.
You're
Randy
fired.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great.
The question everybody wants to know is, what level of Pokemon Go are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, we're on level 4.
Level 4.
Oh, you are playing.
Well, she has two sons, and they're probably into it.
Yeah. I'm personally not playing, but I'm going on a lot of walks and a lot of drives to find Pokemon that I don't care about.
Yes. Exactly. Right?
That makes you a great mom, Brandy. That's what it makes you.
Yeah. At least it's getting them off of the computers, and they're actually walking around, but unfortunately they're walking around with their heads buried in their iPads and their phones, and they're going to get hit by a car.
That's exactly. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Hopefully it won't.
Yeah,
happen.
I hope it doesn't, but it's got to.
I'm like, look up, you guys, look up.
Yeah. You're going to crash into that pole. So tell us about Famously Single. It's you and a bunch of other celebrities,
well,
right?
It's been on. It's been actually on. A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been on. I think we're on episode 4 tonight. It's hard to watch it back.
Why?
Sure, because this happened like about a year ago, really, right?
Yeah, we finished right before Thanksgiving of last year. So a lot of things have happened since then. So it's hard to watch yourself back on TV, honestly.
Especially when it's you from a year ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was more drama than I thought it was going to be. Everyone's like, oh, no, you're going to be working on yourself. There's not going to be any drama. And it was like total drama the whole time.
Yeah, because I know going into the show, we already knew in real life that Pauly D and Aubrey O'Day met on the show and have a relationship, and they've had some ups and downs since then. And you, I mean, I was just reading in page 6 this morning, and I'm sorry if I'm bringing up a touchy subject. I'm sure you saw the article about how Callum Best is denying your relationship because it's not good for his brand.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I saw it. We're not a couple. So, you know, we hang out. He's here. He's in LA. He's going back to the UK tomorrow. Like, we can't really be a couple if he doesn't live in the same country as me.
Right.
That's tough.
So, yeah, no, he's, we're friends.
That happen to see each other when you're in the same city.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's really all it is. So there isn't a lot to deny, you know, so, yeah. That's it.
How did you get along or not with Aubrey O'Day? Because I would just assume that the two of
there's drama.
Yeah, I would just assume with your both strong personalities, and, I mean, I'm not really a fan of Aubrey O'Day. I'm more of a fan of you. But I would just assume you guys would not get along at all.
Well, she came in to the show. We didn't know who else was going to be on the show, but when she saw me, she was perturbed right away. She had been on my podcast prior to that, and she was very difficult to speak to, I'll just say that. And she's like, oh my God, I had to dumb down my brain to talk to Brandy. And then she tried to get the other girls to go against you. I'm like, honey, it's not Survivor. No one's winning. No one's going to kick off the island. There's no $1 million prize. We're
right.
going to work on ourselves.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so she's coming at you for stuff like that she does. I mean, like talking about your boobs hanging out all the time. And I'm like, have you seen your own self in the mirror, Aubrey? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a little Mean Girls going on, but I just don't have time for that. I'm too old for that. I will go crawl in my bed, put my little blinders on, and go to sleep. I didn't engage, really. There was no point.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of boob hanging out.
I mean, going to therapy just, you know, personally is hard enough when it's private. So when you're exposing some of your own, like, relationship issues and personal issues on camera, I mean, that just has to be a very difficult situation to be in, is it not?
You know, it wasn't hard for me. I think because I had put it all out there in my books prior to this, like everything that, I mean, very embarrassing things about myself. And that going on that book tour after kind of got me ready to talk about anything, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I actually didn't. I'm so used, this sounds sad, but so used to cameras being around from Housewives at all times, you kind of forget they're there. So it's really almost a non-factor until you realize when you have to watch it back that you told people, you know, things that you didn't want anyone to know.
Well, did this show work? I mean, do you think it helped you? Did you realize some things about yourself you didn't know that you were doing wrong in a relationship?
I definitely took away a lot from it. I still talk to the doctor, Dr. Darcy. She's great.
Uh-huh.
I realize now that I have to find a balance. I basically have two lives. I have when I'm with my kids. I don't see anyone. I don't leave. I'm with them 100% of the time that I have them. And then when I'm not with them, I'm not dating. And I have to kind of somehow find a balance and merge those two lifestyles. I'm never going to really properly find anyone to be with.
As a celebrity, is it hard for you to go out there? Like, you don't just go to a restaurant and you find dates. Is that how you find your potential dates, or do you guys have secret ways of doing that?
Are you on Raya?
Lots of secrets.
Are you on Raya?
No, they wouldn't let me on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear.
Why?
I don't know. It was like one of the worst days of my life. Like, I had fired somebody. I had to fire my lawyer. And then I had, like, really bad things happen. And then I got the rejection notice.
From Ray?
From them. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's awful.
My life. This is great.
Jenna, can you do anything? Because our Jenna here that's sitting next to me.
I don't know. It took me, like, 11 weeks, but I don't know how I got on. You're way more famous than me, but I don't know. I guess that they say that it's about having a creative job or something. I don't know.
Brandy's creative.
Yeah, you have to be, like, artistic. All my friends are on it, and they're like, you have to go on this.
I can't.
And I was like, this is great.
They won't accept
this is my life.
So right now, Brandy Glanville, are you, like, on Tinder or Bumble or anything?
I'm on Tinder, like, but I have only had one date from it, and it was horrific. So I just go on there when I'm bored, and I just swipe, and then I never talk to anyone.
Well, Brandy, I'm going to tell you, I did Tinder, but then I switched to Bumble, and Bumble's not quite as popular yet, and I found the quality was just a lot better on there, and I've been in a relationship now for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a numbers game, you know? You can have one bad date and give up, or you can. It's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, and a lot of my friends are on that, too. I don't know.
You're just not ready mentally.
The questions. No, it's like the questions about housewives and the questions about my ex-husband. It's
right,
like,
yeah.
I want to get past that. And I thought, you know, if you're going on there and it's connected to my Instagram, you're going to know everything you need to know anyway.
Exactly.
Let's have a proper date.
A proper date. What kind of date would you like to go on, Brandy Glanville?
What's your perfect date?
I like trying new restaurants, honestly, and I don't want to go to the movies because you're sitting with someone and watching a movie. You're not talking to each other.
Right,
like
right.
I love watching the sunset. I love the beach. Just, I mean, it sounds corny, but like a beautiful dinner, which I actually have a date tonight, and I'm going to Nobu, and I'm going to watch the sunset, and it's going to be amazing.
Good for you.
Okay. Is it first date?
Yeah, first or second?
Last date. It's going to be the last date. Because it's with Callum, and he's going back to UK tomorrow.
Okay, you'll still have a
Okay. Yeah, I was like, sounds like last
date. It's the last date.
Dumped him already.
It's the last date.
She's like, I already know it's going to be horrible.
No.
Oh, Randy.
If you want to follow along on the drama, I mean, it's really a lot of fun. If you haven't caught it, I'm sure you can binge watch because he's really good about, you know, if you've missed it on the weekends, you can catch up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Famously Single, and you can see Brandy and Callum kind of start their little romance on the show, whatever it has become now.
Yeah, it gets bumpy for sure. You'll have to watch that.
Who put the moves on first? Who put the moves on for a first kiss, you or him?
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
It just kind of went. It just happened.
He's very touchy feely. I mean, he's so like he's hot. You can't not.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't not.
Didn't he date? I'm sorry to really dig on the past, but did he not date Lindsay Lohan back in the day?
That's how
I seem to remember.
Name,
that's
right?
How I knew his name when it rang a bell.
He did. Yes, along like 15 years ago.
Did you get the dirt?
No, I mean, I knew Callum from back in the day when we were modeling together. So, it's that one thing that everyone wants to talk about with him. And it's like
that's
one
why you don't
to get away from. So I just didn't.
Famously Single, E's Famously Single is on tonight, 9 p.m. on E.
Okay.
If you want to watch Brandy and everybody else that's on the show, but just watch Brandy because she's the best.
She's a lightning rod.
It was a pleasure.
Have fun on your date at Nobu.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Send a lot of pictures, Brandy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for sure.
All right, Brandy.
Thanks, Brandy.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, she basically did the Jenna tour of L.A. Isn't that where you went?
Yeah.
Nobu.
Couldn't get on Raya.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe
that's funny, though. That should be the title of her next book, Rejected by Raya.
I think they would let, like, As long as you're somewhat famous, they should let you on, right?
Telling you, I don't come across any like Instagram celebrities or too many reality stars. Yeah. I've come across a Bachelor contestant, but I don't know.
But there's guys out there that are probably on Raya that would have gone on dates with Brandy, so they're screwing her over.
The point is to meet people who are in the business so you don't have to talk about the business.
Exactly.
Like she said, that's when people want to talk about Real Housewives.
Al, would you date Brandy Glanville?
Yeah.
Sure.
She's
a beautiful girl.
Heck yeah, she's pretty. But I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Look at them. Still good. Still good.
Can't trip a bow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Pokemon Go players, there are 15,000 Pokecoins up for grabs.
Wow.
When you hear part-time Pikachu tell you to call in.
You'd be Poke Rich.
Yeah. I saw it show up on my screen that he's around.
He is.
Yeah. Now okay. We just got to find him. And hopefully Pikachu comes in, you're wearing that costume from yesterday.
He's wearing what he wore yesterday. He's not going to be very hard to find.
Very nice. Again, that video is up on, I think we tweeted it. It's up on my Facebook. We tried to catch part-time Pikachu yesterday, and he was a little feisty. Didn't want to get in that ball. 15,000 Pokecoins up for grabs. We have Caroline Craddock in studio with us.
Good morning.
A.K.A. the Bachelorette Whisperer.
Yeah. I wish I wasn't.
Yeah. you're so happy about it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I'm a little bit over it.
This is what happens. People get so excited when Bachelor and Bachelorette start. And then by the end of it, you're so disgusted by all of them.
Yeah.
You're almost mad at yourself.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Right.
I don't know if I'm disgusted. I just miss Chad.
Yeah, I wish he would be the next Bachelor. I'd watch that.
It would be interesting to have a true bad boy. You know? That's what I've always wanted.
I didn't like him, Kelly. But I miss him.
I miss him too.
It's more interesting.
And girls love to change guys.
You know?
They love to kind of train us a little
so
bit.
It works out so well, too. You know? Mm-hmm.
We all want a little drama in our lives because, you know, sometimes our lives get a little boring.
Yeah.
And Chad brings that spice.
He does.
And he's not there to do that anymore.
Miss him.
I could only see him in the dang commercials for the island thing.
That's from Paradise. That'll be funny.
Yeah. So what happened last night, Caroline? Because I was kind of paying attention.
Yeah, I had to distract. So usually I watch it alone because I have to like pause it and write notes and stuff.
Sure.
And it's annoying. But I'm so over it. I was like, just all my girlfriends just come over.
Yeah, it's good to get their feedback too.
I needed a little distraction because it's so boring.
And just crack a bottle of wine and enjoy the show.
Yeah, we had some basic, we were wine and sushiing it up last night.
There you go.
So she starts, so it's hometowns and she starts with Chase.
Which one is Chase?
Chase is the medical sales guy. He's from Colorado.
Okay.
In my opinion, he's the hottest guy.
You like him the most.
I think he's the hottest.
Okay.
So he comes from a quote-unquote broken home. So he has to have two separate meetings. So first it's dad, and then he brings mom and the rest of the family later. Because usually if the parents are divorced, they'll just kind of like be cordial for the evening. But I guess his parents had a really nasty divorce. So it starts, it's really, really awkward. So the dad comes and meets JoJo, and Chase thinks that that's the appropriate time to be like, why don't you love me?
He basically puts his dad on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Which is weird.
What?
When he talks to his dad about not being loved?
And he was like asking why his first marriage didn't work. And
here's what he
on TV?
Yeah. And here's what he had to say. And his dad actually has an answer for it.
The divorce and all that stuff, it hurt me a lot. But I do see how much you love your wife. I've just had a hard time understanding why it hasn't worked. Why it did not your first marriage work out? With my mom. I mean,
that's heavy.
I started climbing the corporate ladder and I was gone way too much. So I carried a lot of guilt for that. I feel really bad about what happened. I want to make darn sure that you don't ever let that happen in your life.
Right.
Learn from the old man's mistakes. That relationship I have now, it's been the happiest time of my life. It's not about some wild and crazy emotion, but it's more of one that just says, everything is going to be okay as long as I'm with this person.
Now, I'm confused. He refers to the current wife as his wife.
That's his second wife.
Not his mother, not the bachelor's mother.
Right.
And then he says, why did your first marriage not work out? Was that with his mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't refer to it like that.
And if I'm a kid, I don't want my dad to be like, I'm having the best time of my life with this new family.
Yeah, but your mom was not the best time of my life.
Yeah.
That's so awkward.
I don't know why they went there. They're trying to get some deep crap in. I don't know.
Again, could they save this for just like their own brunch on alone time?
Yeah, no.
That is so awkward.
I mean, what's the man going to say? Well, I cheated on your mother with the woman in my office. I mean, he's not going to say something like that. I was busy climbing the corporate ladder.
AKA climbing other women.
Yeah.
With my secretary.
And then the main event, Caroline. Would you call this the main event?
The Jordan era,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay, so this was number two?
Yeah,
this
so was the that was one? Pretty much it for the first one.
Boring.
Yeah.
He told her he loved her?
I don't even remember.
I think so, something like that.
She's not, I don't think she's that into him. So then she goes to Jordan's house.
She's just having to kill time to get to the
to Jordan.
Grand finale.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. You know, Jordan, we discussed this last week. He's not friends with his brother. They have no connection with his brother, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So.
Now, Aaron Rodgers, if you don't know, is one of the best NFL quarterbacks. He plays for the Green Bay Packers. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been an MVP. He's a big deal. And he has no relationship with his two brothers.
Right.
He has an older brother and his younger brother, Jordan, who's on the Bachelorette.
Right.
Zero relationship for the last 2 years.
Right. And I don't think with the parents either.
Because of Olivia
I don't
Munn.
Think the parents talk to him either.
Yeah. The parents, based on people that I know, don't really talk to Aaron as well. He's basically estranged
from his
family.
But we don't know why.
Olivia Munn.
I'll tell you what. It's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just what if the family's wrong and he's the only one who's right? What if he is truly right in all this?
Right about what?
Sometimes, I mean, a family can turn on one family member because that person's got more success and doing well, and they're, you're doing so great. You're such a big shot. And it might be more of an envy thing, and he might be in the right, and the whole family's
in the wrong.
Look
at Kelly, the celebrity apologist, making
an appearance. But
you could be a deal.
We don't know.
I know a family that has one member that is really, really successful, but they are always asking him for money.
Right, and so there comes a time when you have to say, like, you know, enough's enough.
Yeah.
I don't think they're asking Aaron, because they
I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
Have,
I'm just saying, to Kelly's point, that could
It could be that we don't know.
We don't know.
But we all know that they're not all getting
that's
along.
All, that's all we know, for sure.
We don't know who's right and who's wrong.
Uh-huh. It's probably Aaron, though.
And it's just funny, because what does Aaron have anything to do with the love between
nothing.
JoJo
but,
and
nothing.
But
Jordan?
But she sure does want to talk about it all the time. Every family member.
What's his name, Aaron? Is
she acts so aloof about it, too, like she doesn't know.
Well, and she puts the other brother, Luke, on the spot. Like, she just meets him, and then she's like, so, why don't you guys talk to Aaron?
Yeah, first
so awkward.
She brings up Aaron. Jordan doesn't want to talk about him.
For the last year or two, his brother hasn't been a part of his life. So walking on this field, you know, the same field that Jordan grew up with, his brother Luke and Aaron, and had all these memories with here, it makes me wonder just, you know, where did things go wrong? Like, how did that happen?
How can I fix this?
So I know your brother Aaron's not going to be here, but what is, like, is that something that we don't talk about?
No, I mean,
Will it come up?
No,
I mean, I
want you to be comfortable. I want...
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't need to be a topic. I'll just tell him we talked about it. And,
there you go.
Yeah.
She's
AKA,
wondering.
Shut the F up.
This is. Let me translate what JoJo's saying.
How can I get this fixed so I can meet Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
How do I become best friends with Olivia Munn and get some box seats at the game and hang out with the owners? That's basically what it's translating to.
Well, and if I have to watch one more high school hero go back to their high school, I'm going to scream. Like, I couldn't. How do they know where everything is still? Do they really go back to their high school? They're like, and then here's our cafeteria. I couldn't show you where my cafeteria was in my high school.
You
I don't remember.
Oh, I could. Man, I think.
Every time I pass by my high school, I tell whoever's in the car with me, that's where I went to high every single
me
but
too.
But do you go in the school and you're like, and
I
now
could?
We go down.
Well, no,
really?
My
that's
building's
not where I would do a hometown date either. I know what you mean.
To.
I wouldn't.
I'm always like all these little high school heroes like, oh, let me bring you back to my high school. And my middle school.
That was their glory days. Babe. Yeah. That's,
let me show you where I peaked.
Yeah, right?
He's doing fine. He's working and stuff. He's on The Bachelorette.
All right. I don't like to talk bad about people's mamas.
Yeah.
But
I'm about to talk bad about
Jordan's
somebody's mama.
Mom's voice. Can you play the spicy clip? This is just like, I want this on repeat.
You want the spicy clip?
Yeah, I want her talking about how he's spicy.
Here's Jordan's mom.
I'm spicy!
I'm just kidding.
Did I tell you my mom likes to lovingly refer to me as the spicy child?
No.
He's my spicy.
Why is he so spicy? I love that.
A combination of spicy, but well-behaved, like he knew his limits. Like he was our runaway.
The runaway child?
Yeah, he would threaten to run away.
Kicked his teacher.
Did it work?
Well, I just knew to remain really calm because he was...
Don't react.
Don't react. And I would, wouldn't I tell you? That's fine, sweetheart.
Yeah. But he's literally like, wait, this isn't working.
If you step off the property line, I'll call the police. So we'd pack his little backpack and he'd march off to the edge of our property and just look back at me. Just
You're
stand
kidding.
There. No.
And what, and what was Aaron doing? what did Aaron say about that? What was Aaron's nickname?
Was Aaron more sweet and sour? She sounds more like a mom that doesn't scream or get mad ever.
There's two things happening with her. She's either a fembot or she's on Xanax.
I think
she's so
very
calm.
Classy.
Yeah,
like
a Stepford
wife.
And he's
my sweet and spicy. Yeah.
I liked Mrs.
And
Rogers.
And I said, I'm not going to raise my voice because I'm a fembot.
I think she's just very, very calm. I think
very put together.
That's the kind of mom you want to have as a child, I think. The one that's not going to scream at you for the little things.
That's
too much. Did she talk to his brother, Luke?
Yes, and asks about Aaron.
Oh, some more asking
Talking.
About...
Aaron's getting more airtime than the Patrick.
The
okay,
yeah.
Here you go.
It pains both of us like not to have that relationship. Like, we miss our brother. Yeah. You know, I trust him that, like, you know, that God brings things full circle, and that's a wish that everything would just get back to, you know, us being a family. I'm impressed Jordan shared those things with you, because I don't think he would have if he didn't care.
I just realized why Aaron Rodgers does not really have a relationship with his brothers. Because Luke and Jordan have great hair.
They all
does
look.
Aaron, not
Aaron does
hair?
Not.
You think Aaron has
hair? He doesn't?
No, Aaron's got weird hair. Like, he's got, like, the Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber thing
going on.
No,
he doesn't. Helmet. Maybe it's just helmet.
I think,
they do have good hair.
They all look alike.
He's mad. Luke and Jordan have better hair.
Hair.
Pond it right. You heard it here first.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have way better hair. That's what's going on.
Okay, so next, she's...
Do they even show the other two after they get done with
they,
this guy's
they
name, Jordan?
They shouldn't have. But, you know, she loves him.
Yeah.
But, so next is Robbie, mm-hmm. who y'all know.
Okay, what we think. Yeah, you know, what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's more than just me.
Extremely well-groomed in the beard department.
Yeah. So, last episode, we find out that he had a girlfriend for 4 years that he just broke up with 4 months before the show started, who he only met her mother once and never went to her house.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, that can happen.
Maybe that happens all the time.
She's out of town.
Going for marriage.
Town, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe she lives like 2 miles away and that's too far.
Maybe trying to she's climb the, imaginary.
Climb the corporate ladder.
That's what she's doing now. Yeah. She's climbing the corporate ladder.
With a guy.
Sure.
So JoJo goes to Robbie's hometown, and the family's really sweet. He's one of 5 kids, two girls and 3 boys, and the family's really great. So the mom sits down with Robbie, and she's like, okay, because they don't have their phones. They have no way to get in contact with anyone, so they don't know what's going on. So she was like, it's in the tabloids going around that your ex-girlfriend's roommate is telling people that you broke up with the ex-girlfriend to be on The Bachelor.
The way she spoke about this, though, was like, it was the worst thing that ever happened in the world.
Yeah. She was, like, bracing him, like, she was going to tell him that his dad died. Like, she was like, okay, I want you to remain calm.
Yeah. So he freaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Robbie freaking out.
I will tell you right now, that's not true by any means. My relationship with Hope, who is my ex, was over 9 months before it actually ended. And that's the honest truth. It's something that I didn't have the capacity to end it when it should have, because I thought changes were gonna be made. And I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt to see if we could make it work, and it never happened. And I ended it at the end of December. We had a blow up fight and she slapped me.
And you guys haven't talked since then?
Haven't talked since then. The relationship is over and I will never speak to her again. Period.
Is Robbie low key Will Forte?
She hates him.
Yeah,
I don't say she hates him,
that.
But she does not like him at all. If he did break up with his girlfriend to be on The Bachelorette, what's wrong with that? I mean, obviously he didn't love her. Or he didn't want to spend the rest of his life with her, so he broke up with her. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go be on The Bachelorette. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I find this JoJo girl to be a better mate.
If you break up, there is a reason for the breakup. They call it a breakup because it's broken. Yeah. So go.
I don't see anything wrong with it either.
They're just all trying to leverage their careers anyway. It doesn't even really matter.
And her body language while he's talking, like she's drinking a glass of wine, checking her Pokemon Go status.
She's not into it.
She is over him.
I was hoping that she would ask Robbie about Aaron Rodgers. That's what I was hoping. Al, have you ever been slapped by a girl?
I have not been slapped by a girl. I have had water poured on me.
Okay.
Like a drink.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was whatever it was. Twice. Same girl.
Kelly, have you ever slapped a boy?
No?
I don't think I've been slapped.
Jenna?
No.
I think I punched one in the arm once.
But just like a flirt?
Twice. No, one time when I was flirting, yeah, just kidding around. But one time I was so mad.
Yeah.
I think I punched him in the arm.
Wow.
So I'm an abuser, I guess, right?
I had a girl hold me. Like, I was trying to walk away because I was just mad. I'm over it. I don't like to argue. So, like, no, you say and talk to me. Like, they'll hold me. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do. Bye.
Jenna, have you ever slapped a guy?
Kicked.
Shins?
It was a co-ed soccer game, and I was mad.
Groin or shin? You're a groiner.
In between the legs.
You're a groiner.
You're a groiner.
But no, not in a romantic fight. No, I don't get physical.
Yeah.
Caroline?
I threw a laptop at his head.
You missed?
Ooh. Wow.
No, I didn't miss it.
Did you have to get a new laptop?
It was his laptop.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Smart girl.
No, don't cross Caroline.
I guarantee
you it was his fault. I guarantee you that
He was cheating on me with a girl he met on Tinder.
Told you.
There you go.
And if you cheat on me with a girl on Tinder, you get a laptop at your head.
Yeah.
Beware.
Was it an Air?
Huh? No, it was like a big old Dell. It was like a big one.
PC.
Yeah, I got some leverage on that.
It was a desktop.
Yeah. Air.
I'm not throwing an air at him.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Please, no.
How much do you want to commit to this?
That's funny.
All right, what else happened?
So they end up being okay at the end. I don't know.
Right,
I don't know how.
For them.
So, this is where I started feeling emotion for the first time in like 5 weeks with this show.
Luke was the last one to go. Okay.
Yeah, so Luke is from this Burnett, Texas, and he gets this big party for her. She's wearing the cowboy boots that he bought her, and it's like the cutest thing ever. It's like every Texas girl's dream.
Okay.
And his family is so sweet. He sits and has the cutest conversation with his dad, who tells him like to go for it and how much he's in love with his wife. It's so cute. So I'm like totally like team Luke right now. He's adorable. And then oh my God, I have full body chills thinking about it. I'm so single.
Full
I don't even
body
really,
chills.
Because when I saw this part, I just saw the end of the show. He brought the whole town. Like, I would hate going on a hometown visit.
It was too much.
I just want to meet and that was her complaint. Like, I'll meet the parents and the brother. But as an only child with not much family, like, I don't want to meet 100 people.
But he made it up to her at the end because he goes and he has like this little scene made and there's sunsets in the back and they're sitting on this like barrels of hay.
Am I
the only one that thinks that's
yes,
cute?
But I'm so glad you and I will never be competing for the same type of guy.
No,
never.
Yeah, I thought it was freaking adorable.
I want to see. I need to go back and watch it.
And then he brings her to this little like he made a heart made out of flowers.
Aww.
And my favorite Dan and Shay song was playing in the back.
Aww.
I was crying.
It was romantic.
I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
I love that.
It was really sweet.
It was pretty sweet. I'll give him props on that one. And then what did he do?
But the thing is, he said, like, he brought her to this flower heart, and he said, you have my heart. But he didn't tell her he loved her.
Okay, let's analyze what Luke says to her.
The thing is when I have that feeling that it's a little scary, that's how I know it's, like, real. And when I'm sitting in front of someone I'm falling for, that all makes sense. That comes full circle for me. And it makes me feel that much more excited about the future and where it's going. And that's what I'm excited about. Like, I want the future. I want this future. I want us.
Uh-oh.
There's your next bachelor right there.
So
there's your next bachelor right there.
Guys have voice fry as well. Is what I'm learning.
Assuming he doesn't win, that's your next bachelor.
Yeah. That was the line that got it?
He's not going to win. You can see visual cues.
What's his name?
She's all about
Aaron's brother. Let's call him Aaron's brother.
Aaron
Jr. Call him by name. We just call him Aaron's brother.
Jordan. But he didn't say I love you to her like all the other dudes did?
No. So the rose ceremony comes, and they're like in this private jet hangar.
Yeah.
And she's in her interview saying, I'm going to send Luke home. So they all get there, and he knew something was up, so he calls her up right before she starts the rose ceremony. He says, I need to talk to you.
I told you that at the end of the night that my heart is yours. And then when you left, I felt like not only did I want to tell you that, but I needed to tell you that I'm in love with you.
So
I didn't get to tell you that the other night.
And
it's been the only thing that's been on my mind since then. And I want you to know that.
Thank you.
All right, guys,
she's
the next
not
bachelor.
Supposed to say it. The Bachelor or Bachelorette is not supposed to say it.
Yeah.
But last season, but Ben did it twice.
I know. And the body.
So she could if she really wanted
she
to.
Could
the body
something.
Language. Yeah. Here's what happened when he says, I love you. Her eyes, first of all, went super sad. And then she put her head down. And then she went in for the hug. He went for the kiss. And she turned her head.
And hugged
and
him.
She hugged him.
I still think he's safe, though.
You do.
I still think he's safe. I think she's going to save him and send Chase home.
You think Chase? You are the Bachelorette whisperer,
Caroline.
That's
just what I'm predicting.
Okay.
So we didn't get a freaking rose ceremony last night. We have to wait till next week, and we're on the line for two shows next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's JoJo out of control, by the way, because JoJo was just crying like a crazy person.
I feel like out of control right now. I feel like I can't even like control my emotions.
What if
I make a mistake? That scares me.
That scares me. Why wasn't Aaron there?
I don't know.
She laughed at the little meltdown.
I feel sick to my stomach. Oh my god. What do I do?
Okay.
Now, this is how I cry when I get dumped after 4 years of dating a guy and the rug swept out from under my feet. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, one question.
You already know who you want.
Yes, big guy.
Why are you crying?
One question for context. This whole crying meltdown, guys, it happened in a private jet hangar, as you just said. Why?
Because they're going to obviously
go on a PJ somewhere.
Ow.
How many times have you been in a blue dress crying outside a private jet hangar?
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
And I was just wondering.
Friday night,
Al, will you recreate that moment from The Bachelorette?
I just, in the blue dress.
Did she tell Robbie's mom that she loved Robbie? She did, right?
Yeah.
So she said it about him. Okay.
She said, I'm falling in love with him.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then she was too mad to say it to Jordan's mom because Aaron wasn't there.
Well, I don't know how Jordan's mom would have been able to handle that anyway. She's like, that's nice.
All right, men tell all next week, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Men tell all.
We get our rose ceremony,
and
then the next night is men
tell all.
Okay, so it's back. Okay.
Yeah.
Which means Chad's back.
Oh, boy.
About freaking time.
Lucky you.
At this time tomorrow, we're going to be doing love letters to Kelly, so get them in. Maybe JoJo should write us, because she definitely needs it. Maybe Caroline will write us about laptops or computers. Go to KidNation.com to write your letter. And part-time Pikachu, less than 15 minutes away for 15,000 Pokecoins. Make sure you're listening so you know when to call.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is part-time Justin, also known as part-time Pikachu. We call her number 25 to win 15,000 Pokecoins. Why 25? Because Pikachu is the 25th Pokemon. Hurry up and call now.
There you go. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
15,000 Pokecoins.
Ooh, you can make it rain Pokecoins.
Raining right now.
It's hailing, I guess. They're coins.
Yeah. You know. And, use them to whatever you want to use them for.
Yeah.
I haven't bought any yet. I'm proud of that.
What can you buy? Like lives or, I mean, do you have to buy stuff to play longer or how does this whole thing work? I want you to understand something.
I think you could buy lore and potions.
I'm not asking you because I'm interested in doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I'm telling you, this, Pokemon could help your business because you already set up the Pokestop.
I did.
It could help your business. Get people there. Just put the sign that says no poking unless you're buying beer. And boom.
I did that last time before Pokemon ever came out.
You'll be all set up. Big Al, your girlfriend is taking her test right now.
She just sent me a text. text message. I didn't check it. Let's see.
Does she start it yet? She called us the first break and let us know that she was having a taking a test really close to Big Al Mac, a few hours, a couple hours away. If she got on a plane,
she said she sent me a text after we got off the phone. She said, "I'm having palpitations." I said, "You'll be fine. How long is the test?" She replied, 8 hours.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're trying to see if we can get there early so we can start early and not miss our flights. All right, here I go. Talk to you in 8 hours. Wow.
Oh, wish her luck.
8 hours.
And you can FaceTime with her now because you fixed your phone.
To pray for that. Pray for her and her test. Yes, I got me a new phone yesterday. iPhone, whatever the newest one is.
Six.
S?
S. Yeah.
That's bigger than the 6. Here's, I've got the 6.
I think it's the same size.
No, the plus? S is bigger.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
S plus, I mean, I don't know. I forget. I don't know anything. Don't talk.
I think I got the plus.
Yeah, it's the plus.
Yeah.
Well, I must have had a plus before because I'm using the same case. So I guess I had a plus before.
I guess so.
Yeah, you did. Good. I'm glad it's working. You can finally FaceTime now.
Yeah.
We have a really cool text message I saw here from a member of Kid Nation.
All right.
A few weeks ago, my elderly grandparents had to call DPD, the police department. Two African-American officers responded to the call.
Okay.
My 91-year-old grandfather mentioned that today would be their 69th wedding anniversary. Today, my grandparents came home to find this on their porch. It's a picture of some flowers and a card. May God bless these fine officers and keep and protect them from harm. There are good cops everywhere in the midst of such tragic events. And ultra chaos, these wonderful men look like took time to do this. God bless. How cool is that?
And there's great cops out there. I don't think
That stuff doesn't make the news.
It does not.
That's
exactly,
what people,
Kelly.
It's making the news.
I think that actually, I think somebody did report that one. This was a text from yesterday.
Yeah.
And we finally saw it. And I think they did do a news story on it.
Good.
Yeah.
Cute grandparents. Awesome of the officers to do that for them. Because, you know, they show up and then they usually go on their way. And,
right.
And you maybe see them when you're out and driving around, but for them to come back and actually do that for them, it's really nice. I think we have somebody on the line. Give me some Pokemon music, Trey. He's all, are you flustered?
He doesn't
have. Did your computer break?
It's nothing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm having computer issues in here.
Your computer broke?
Well, just do it.
I have just this.
I have this. There you go, buddy. I'm sorry your computer's broken. Poor Trey.
I'm glad we're not flying a plane or something.
Can you imagine? Freak out face Trey is the best.
Is it?
It just is. He just has a funny freak out face. All right. So part-time Pikachu is going to be here all week. He asks you when to call in. All you got to do is be the right caller. You win 15,000 Pokecoins. And today's winner is Lola Reyes. Shout out. Hi, Lola.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, not much. I was on my way to work.
All right. Could you use 15,000 Pokecoins?
Oh, my God, yes. Me and my daughter are playing, and that would be so awesome.
See, that's the thing. Moms are playing
with
their kids. It's great bonding.
Yeah, that's the main reason I got it. I got it to play with my son,
I'm just praying, and McKelly doesn't want to start because I don't want to.
Emma Kelly, if you're listening, Emma Kelly, your mom wants to play so bad and walk around the neighborhood. No. What level are you right now, Lola?
We just leveled up last night to 8.
Ooh,
level
one
eight.
Up on you, JC, or maybe two up on you. Yeah, what are you at now? 6?
I'm 6. And what team are you? Are you Team Valor? We had a Team Valor winner yesterday.
No, we're Mystic.
Oh, blue.
Yeah.
Good for you, JC.
That's you guys you guys keep taking a dang gym outside the studio, Lola.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. In fact, you guys have it right now. So Team Mystic strong right now in our area. All right, Lola, congratulations with your 15,000 Pokecoins. You and your daughter have fun hunting them down.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you have a Pikachu yet?
No. My sister had one outside her house.
Uh-huh.
Like, and when I went to go get it, he wasn't there. I was so upset. But me and my daughter are, like, determined to find a Pikachu.
Somebody so he leaves?
Yeah, I
guess. Well, the other night, we went to a local park, and somebody told us that they had an egg, that they hatched 2 Pikachus from an egg. So I'm hoping that one of the eggs we caught there may.
Idea.
Really? Did you ask him if it was it a 5-kilometer egg or a 10-kilometer egg?
She actually said it was a 2K egg.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't
Are you serious?
Yeah, she says she got tubed, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll keep walking.
All right.
You go out there and you get them.
Keep us posted.
Go get them,
Tiger.
You got to catch them all out. All right, Lola. Enjoy your 15,000 Poke Coins.
Go get them, girl.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
How long are we going to get this thing?
Yeah, what happens when you catch them all, JC?
I don't know.
They make more? They just keep making more?
Well, I guess
it's like levels, like Candy Crush.
They only let you catch a certain amount, and I thought that's how many there were, but I guess people were telling me that there's more than that.
What's the point again?
To catch them all.
And then what?
And then you caught them all.
That's it.
I'm just going outside and having fun, meeting people. That's all I'm doing.
It's the thrill of the chase, isn't it, really?
You get to talk to a bunch of people that you normally wouldn't talk to.
All right.
All right. It's time for I Have a Dream. It used to be a week. Now we do it year-round. And coming up next, we have a wife who wants to do something extremely nice for her husband who serves our country.
Very nice.
So let's see if we can help him out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys. You know we have I Have a Dream week, which we now do all around.
I have a dream.
Yeah, you can write us. Go to kidnation.com, by the way. And if you have a dream, it could be big or small.
Yeah.
And we'll try to make it happen. We have a letter here from Becca. Kelly, would you read the letter that we received from Becca, please?
Yes. It says, my husband, Michael, has served 3 tours in Iraq, and right now he's away at military tech school. He comes back in October, a week and a half after his 30th birthday. There have been times in the past when we've watched those touchy-feely videos of soldiers reuniting with their families, and it's my dream to surprise my husband with a welcome home 30th birthday party.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. He always goes out of his way to surprise me with stuff, and it's usually over the top. Things like skydiving, helicopter tours, weekend getaways. I want to give him an over-the-top surprise for a change. So here's my idea.
All right, let's hear it.
Michael's favorite place to hang out is a place downtown called The Max. It's a 90s retro arcade. It's perfect for what I want to do. My husband loves video games, and this place has all the classics. He'd be blown away if I could give him a surprise party at the Max. I'm asking for your help because I don't really have anyone here in Tulsa. We moved here about 3 years ago after Michael re-enlisted in the military, and I work from home, so I really need your help. I could tell him we're going downtown for lunch or dinner and then have our friends and family there waiting to surprise him. It would be the best thing ever. It's my dream to have your help in giving this to my husband, Michael, and that is from Becca.
She's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
What a nice letter you wrote for your husband.
Thank you.
So has he ever been surprised? He's never had a surprise party?
No, he's never had a surprise party, and I've tried to surprise him with gifts and stuff, but I'm pretty terrible at it, and I usually end up telling him.
Oh.
All right. Well, if we grant this wish here, this dream, you can't tell him, Becca.
I have not told him anything.
Okay,
good.
Trying to work on it for a few months now, and he doesn't suspect a thing.
Okay, perfect.
And you guys have been married for how long?
Almost a year. It'll be a year August 7th.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, you got married and he took off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's tough for your first year.
Do you have any advice for Big Al Mac, who is currently in a long-distance relationship, Becca?
FaceTime a lot.
FaceTime a lot.
How many times have you FaceTimed since Dr. Girlfriend's been gone?
My phone won't FaceTime her. I'm not even lying.
His phone is on the fritz.
Tripping, man.
Okay.
My phone.
Okay.
Something wrong with it. Anyway, this is not about me, Becca.
Well, Becca's does work.
So happy that we're able to do this for you.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and make that dream come true for you, Becca.
Thank you so much.
Yep, we got the Max, and they're going to open up extra early for your party.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big fancy cake.
A big fancy cake.
Yeah. Big fancy cake. It's going to be Nintendo shaped.
Is that what they're doing?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be Nintendo shaped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were just deciding.
No, we're doing that.
Okay.
That's what he likes. He likes the old school stuff.
Awesome.
And what good is going to an arcade if you don't have some money? We got a $100 Party City gift card for decorations and and video games. I'll just go ahead and throw that in too.
No, you're going to throw in $100
extra? Yes. I read it wrong, so since I did, got you.
All right, Becca, so we're going to have that retro party. It's in October, so we got plenty of time to plan it out and make sure it's perfect, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much for your help.
Absolutely. You sound so sweet.
And thank you to your husband for serving and to you for being a military wife and being an awesome wife at that.
Thank you.
Yay.
Now it's about keeping the friends.
Yeah.
To keep it a secret, right?
I know. There's a few friends I'm worried they're going to tell him, so they're not finding out till the last minute.
Exactly. You know who those people are.
Well, thank Michael for all of his service for us and his country.
I will.
All right, Becca. Thank you for writing us. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Becca. Right.
And thank you to Al for throwing in an extra $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can misread more often.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't say $100,000. That would have been awesome. Yeah. And like you just heard of the dream that Becca has for her husband.
Yep.
It's a surprise party. It's not that big of a dream. It's not like not like getting a mansion or anything like that. You can write us as well. Go to KidNation.com. Just look for I Have a Dream. Let us know what it is, and we'll try our hardest to make it happen for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And joining us in studio is the selfie queen herself and Tinder expert, the Helena Davies.
What's up?
Hello.
Did you just woo yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I did.
I want to ask you before we launch it to Tinder Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
How'd anything go down between the gynecologist and your friend?
Oh, that's right. Your friend.
Last week, your friend fell in love with a gynecologist.
Yeah,
and then
I'm in love with my gyno.
She actually got a text message over the weekend from a number she didn't know that said, "Hey, Shelby, this is your gynecologist. I didn't realize you had so much fun. Maybe we need to book another appointment."
Oh, wow.
And it was some random guy, not her gynecologist. So that was a big disappointment
in
her book. But
so nothing. He probably didn't even know.
Probably doesn't know.
Okay.
Hopefully
good.
Not.
Yeah. Because that's going to be very
I guess
awkward.
Good. But so no other contact. No.
Not yet. But
unless you find him on social media.
Don't change
right?
that dial because.
I found him.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the better way to reach out. Mid-exam saying something's weird.
Yeah.
Mid-exam.
All right, have fun.
Okay, I love you so much.
I'm in love with my gynecologist.
Things you don't hear very often.
Yeah, but right. With Shelby, you never know.
Yeah, she's still looking for love then.
Still looking for love.
Is she on Tinder?
She's on Tinder. She's on Bumble. She does it all. We actually went out. I've been going out of town so much.
Yes,
I think that last weekend was my fourth weekend in a row out of town.
Hey. Why so?
I don't know. We had some vacation time, and so I took advantage of having the extra couple days. It's always hard to like recover. So I was like, well, I have that week, so I'll do it. And then this last weekend we went out of town again. Shelby and I went together to visit our friend. It was her birthday's coming up, and so we went to celebrate a little bit early.
Pre-celebrate the birthday.
Yeah.
That's what girls do.
Well,
in the post-birthday.
We couldn't get off at the time that her actual birthday is. We made it happen. We wanted to kind of surprise her and have fun.
Do you guys Tinder a lot out of town?
Yes.
Is it better out of town or is it just
It always is better out of town. And then I come home and I'm like, well, shoot, I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's 4 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you can make it work. Al's doing a long-distance relationship right
but
now.
But
you
start girl. Like that.
Right.
Though.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Well, the past two weekends I've gone out of town, I was in the same area. And so I get on there and I'm just in the car or something like having fun. Like I'll just start swiping around and see who I find.
Yeah.
And some of these guys, well, first of all, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong last weekend, except Bumble for me.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Like what?
So before Saturday night at 7 p.m., I had to call AAA, every hospital in this town, the jail.
What? The jail?
And the police.
Okay. First of all, why'd you call the hospital?
Well, on the way to my friend's, Shelby forgot to put gas in the car. She was in charge of
gas.
So we ran out of gas. Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Shelby. But thank you, Bumble, for passing the time for me while I was on the side of the road.
While you guys were getting gas.
Did you use Bumble to get someone to get you gas?
You know what? I should have.
Why don't you just kind of start calling AAA, call the gynecologist?
He was far.
Okay.
We weren't ready to wait that long.
Right.
And then before 24 hours even expired, I had to call jail, hospital, and police because one of our friends was missing.
Oh, that's why you were calling the jail hospital. Okay.
So we're like, where is this guy? We have to locate him.
Was he in jail? Ever?
We did locate him. He is fine. Everyone who's worried about Wes.
Jail, hospital, or?
None. He was working, but he shouldn't have been. It was like a last minute thing. Didn't tell anyone. I guess his phone died or he didn't have signal and his car was gone. He like dropped us off. He drove us to the bar and then back home and then literally ran out of my friend's apartment. Turns out his pizza rolls were in the oven. And then nobody saw him for like 13 hours or heard from him.
He left pizza rolls.
And so, but we didn't know that until later. So that's how my weekend was going. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. We had plans to do stuff. They fell through. It took us 5 hours to get somewhere that should have been two. All the stuff.
Except Bumble.
Except Bumble.
So what went right?
these guys that I'm matching with out of town are so great.
Bumble is great.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Here, there, everywhere.
Are you sure it's not just grass is greener? Because it might be. You've been like, through everyone here and it's better, but they're really the same.
Honestly, I think I'm so in the, oh, I can't have that. I want it. I want five of it. Like, if I can't have it, that's, you know, and here these guys are ready to take me on dates. And I'm like, man, I don't know. But, you know, Jose in a, you know, 4 hours away is great. And then Brad on, you know, the other direction is hilarious. And
Jose and Brad.
I want to know about Jose, though.
He's a crazy Mexican.
I'm just kidding.
I think he's only half Mexican, but he's a babe.
Did you go out with him?
No, I mean, we've just been chatting, but it's one of those things where they're out of town, so I kind of am not taking it seriously at first, and I'm being, like, sassy and funny and just kind of joking around. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, man, you're hilarious, too. Like, but, like, not as funny as me, so I still have the upper hand.
So you're like the Bachelorette right now on Bumble.
I am.
Like you have a bunch of dudes that you gotta pick
so
from.
So many.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what to do, guys. Should I move?
That's the solution. Move to where they are.
You should quit your job.
I gotta go
and move.
Hey, that guy quit his job for Pokemon.
Yeah,
you're quitting and moving for love.
Yeah,
maybe,
or Pokemon.
Would you consider quitting your job and moving away from this city because the Bumble game is much stronger in the places you've been to this past few weeks?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Dating isn't even enough of a priority for me to wash my hair and accept a date in the city that I live in.
Now I'm starting to see the problem.
What's the problem?
You do not wash your hair and bathe in before you go on dates.
Oh, that is what my problem. You think?
Yeah, we kind of like clean women.
You know what else I heard from Caroline is you shouldn't put 25 French fries in your mouth on the first date. I saw a tweet about that and I was like, that's got to be it. That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, actually, that could be cool. If you fit 25, that's a pretty cool party.
A girl that can fit 25 French fries in her mouth. I'm thinking
not on the first date.
Not a selling
point. At least not on the first date.
Some guys would find that attractive.
Like a third date thing?
That's a party trick way down the line,
way,
maybe.
Way.
Do you have any hidden talents? Why, yes, I do. Watch this.
Hand me that jumbo fry over there.
I don't have any hidden talents like that.
You do?
No, I don't.
I know all my presidents.
Yeah, you could curl your tongue.
You know all the presidents?
All of them.
That's not a hidden talent.
That's the only thing I'm good at.
Curling your tongue is a hidden
talent. So if I say the number, you'll know the president?
I mean, it'll take me a second, but
13.
She has to count them in her head.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Zonshin, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Kulu, Tuva, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama.
There you go.
So what was 13?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.